Good morning.
So, what did happen?
Well, they're a form of gambling that's never caught on. They work when they're monopolies, when nothing else is going on, and they're the only thing in town. But by the 1980s, goodness, television has saturated the minds. We have lotteries. We have other forms of gambling. It's not a very exciting gambling venture or entertainment venture when you look at all of the other things society offers. And the track facilities themselves were not all that attractive. I've been to three of the Wisconsin dog tracks, and it just wasn't exciting, and the crowds were always really small.
Shortly after pari-mutuel betting became legal in Wisconsin a few years later, then Indian casinos started to
Sure.
proliferate around Wisconsin. Why do people tend to prefer casino gambling to going to the dog track?
Well, you don't have to wait a half hour between your different bets. You can get a familiar setting. Dog racing's not a familiar gaming thing. With a slot machine, you can get a sense of what machine's gonna be reliable, what one you're comfortable with. And when you play, you can just play repeatedly. You don't have to sit around and wait. In a dog track, waiting is the biggest adventure of the evening or day.
Okay. Were local officials in Wisconsin taken in by the dog track industry, or could anyone have really known at that point that it was going to be a bet that wouldn't pay off?
Well, I think people would have known that it was a very risky venture. I hope the local governments didn't have to invest money. But when someone is coming in and something for nothing, and they took it in too, everybody thinks they get something for nothing with gambling. Oh, the customers are going to show up, and the money's going to fall out of the sky, and we're going to have taxes, and we're going to have jobs, and isn't this wonderful? Well, it just doesn't happen that way. Dog racing's gone the way of horse racing. It's on a downward skid.
It's occurred to me that perhaps the whole story of dog racing in Wisconsin is perhaps a metaphor for the risks and pitfalls of gambling in general.
Yeah, it just didn't work out.
Bill Thompson, thank you for being with us.
Certainly.